You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
It is March 1st. Welcome to Monday of the week of Lent 2. Our reading this morning for our devotion is from Jeremiah 1, beginning in verse 11. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see an almond branch. Then the Lord came to me, you have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it. The word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, what do you see? And I said, I see a boiling pot facing away from the north. Then the Lord said to me, out of the north, disaster shall be let loose upon all the inhabitants of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, declares the Lord, to deliver you. The word of the Lord. Following Jeremiah's calling from the Lord, we read that he received two visions, a way of confirming and reinforcing his call. The first vision was of a branch of an almond tree. In Hebrew, the word for this is shaked. In a play on words, God said that he was watching, or in Hebrew, shoked, in order that his word would be fulfilled. The almond tree was called the awake tree because it blossoms early in the spring while other trees remain dormant. The purpose of this first vision was to warn that God's pronouncements of judgment through earlier prophets had not been forgotten. Whenever Jeremiah and the people of Judah saw the almond tree, they were to remember that their God was watching them. However, this vision also is interpreted as a message of encouragement to Judah, that God was not unaware of the wickedness of other nations. They would be punished. In the second vision, Jeremiah saw a boiling pot, either a cooking pot or a wash pot. This was an object Jeremiah had seen many times, but now he saw it in a new way, as a symbol of imminent judgment. The pot tilted toward the south with its liquid contents about to boil over. The impending disaster on Judah, the southern kingdom, is compared to the spilling of the contents of a boiling pot, which would scald the people of Judah. The meaning of this vision is unmistakable. It pictures the certainty of God's judgment that was going to come on Jerusalem by an enemy invasion from the north, and thus the urgency of Jeremiah's message. Unfortunately, the people of Judah would scoff at Jeremiah's warnings of danger, as they knew that the Assyrian power was coming to an end with the death of its last great monarch, Ashurbanipal. While it was indeed the Assyrians that had conquered Israel, the northern kingdom, years before, the scoffing people of Judah were not aware that their destruction would instead be inflicted by the Babylonians, fulfilling God's judgment. In that day, Jerusalem's inhabitants would ask God why the calamity had happened. He would answer by reminding them of their faithlessness in worshiping other gods, giving their hope and protection to peoples, rulers, and items other than the Lord. Together, these two visions mean that the Lord was watching over his word of threatened punishment to carry it out. That punishment would be inflicted at the hands of an enemy coming from the north. the impending calamity on Judah would not be due to economic or political factors, but was theological and moral. Every generation faces a similar challenge to trust in God for its security rather in gods of its own making. As Walter Brueggemann explains, it is a recurring temptation for every concentration of power to imagine itself self-sufficient and therefore free to order its life for its own purposes without the requirements of Yahweh. As it has been noted by many, this judgment is given to God's own people. We should be wary of this as the evangelical church in North America during this third millennium, as we too are tempted to follow false idols claiming to give us security and hope. The good news, though, is found in verse 19. They shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, declares the Lord, to deliver you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you who never ceases to watch over your people, save us from our false idols and turn our hearts to the worship of you. Amen. And for a Lenten response today, reflect, discern, and repent of any false idols in your life by asking this question: what am I counting on to bring me security or safety, comfort or peace, value or worth, prosperity or immortality that cannot actually deliver on that promise?
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.